Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who's joining us here this week with Dr. T. We get together every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern time to have conversations with amazing guests that I really enjoy, and I know by our feedback that you enjoy hearing this too. We can find many of the podcast interviews of the Tenpenny Files at drtenpenny.com, and the most recent podcast will be here for about 48 hours on Cloud Hub. Paul is a world-renowned expert in the fields of corrective and high-performance exercise kinesiology, stress management, and holistic wellness. For over 35 years, Paul's unique integrated approach to treatment and education has changed the lives of thousands of people around the world. By treating the body as a whole system and finding the root cause of a problem, Paul has been successful where traditional approaches have consistently failed. He is the founder of Czech Institute, based in California, and the PPS Success Mastery Coaching Program, which I want to hear more about that when we start talking here. He is a sought-after international presenter and consultant for organizations such as the Chicago Bulls, the Australia Canterbury Raiders, and the U.S. Air Force. His book, The Golf Mechanics, Golf Biomechanics Manual and Course, are PGA approved, and his training has been adopted by professional golf schools and has been featured on the Golf Channel. Now, for all you guys out and gals out there that have friends and family members and kids that have golf in their world, this is a great present for them to get for Christmas, the Golf Biomechanics Manual and Course by Paul Czech. Paul has produced hundreds of videos and developed 17 advanced level home study courses and design for the fitness and clinical professionals. And he is a host of a popular podcast, Living 4D with Paul Czech, that I was one of his guests. It's a 3-hour podcast, man. I'm telling you, you have to keep your concentration up for a long time when you have conversations with Paul.
It's still the most listened to podcast as well.
Really? That's great. In addition to all that, Paul has authored or co-authored 11 books. He is currently working on his next book to be released in 2023. And most importantly, I've known Paul, we were just talking about this before we went live, since about 2000. We met at a conference a long time ago. So we've been friends and colleagues for a long time. And it's been about 3 years since we've had a conversation. So welcome this week to Dr. T, Paul. I'm so glad to have you here this morning.
Hey, any chance to hang out with you is lovely.
Well, thank you. Even at early in the morning for you out there in California.
No problem.
So with all the stuff that you're up to, I heard that you had a conference this weekend. What was that all about?
We had one of my rock and soul workshops here where I teach people how to connect to their own soul and let their soul guide them and use that practice to create things out of stone, be it patterns on the ground, rock stacks, sculptures, mixing it with things like flowers, plants, sticks, things from nature, to basically to let your soul guide you in the creation of art and using stones so that there's no need to attach to whether or not it looks good or if it falls down, so that we can engage in the practice of unbound play and take the control function of the ego, put it in the back seat, and learn to just let our soul guide us so that we get in the habit of not relying so much on our programmed ego mind, but on the authentic source of wisdom, guidance, spirit within us.
Wow. How did you get to that place? I mean, how did you develop? That just sounds amazing. That sounds absolutely amazing. How did you get to that place?
Well, you know, my mother's a yogi and she joined the Self-Realization Fellowship, which is Yogananda's teachings, when I was 12. And then I went to summer camp with the monks when I was 15 and learned more meditations and more spiritual practices. And then throughout my life and my professional career, I kept, you know, I specialize in medical failure. So people would come to me from all over the world with all these heavy, heavy medical cases and long histories of surgery and everything else. So I was always confronted with this issue of trying to figure out what it was that was the actual etiology or cause. And so over the years, I began to identify that all choices and behaviors are the products of belief systems. And when I tracked what was driving people's insecurities, fears, the reasons they were staying in relationships, be it marriages or business partnerships, et cetera, that weren't healthy for them, almost always came back to some religious belief that they had, some interpretation of scripture. For example, people would stay in marriages for 35 years, but tell me that they haven't been happy since the fifth or sixth year of the marriage. And then I would say, well, why are you staying in the marriage then? And they would say, well, because I made a commitment, I'm a Christian, and my commitment is till death do you part. And so I would have to ask them, how's that working out for you? And if God is unconditional love, do you think God would really want you to stay in a marriage where you're unhappy? And what's the influence that's having on your children and their development? And so what happened was, as I kept having to go deeper and deeper, and I also have read probably over 120 books on the soul, and I found it very frustrating that none of them, even famous ones like Michael Singer and others, they would talk all about, but they never tell you, how do you connect to your own soul? How do you get guided by your own soul? So probably, I would guess 25, 20 something years ago, I just said, I've got to solve this issue. So I went into meditation in my sauna and I said to my soul, if you are real and you can hear me, I need you to give me a clear indicator that you're there and that you're real. And I just emptied myself, and all of a sudden, all the energy in my body rushed up out the crown of my head like a gusher of water shooting out of the ground, like an artesian well. And it shocked me because I don't even know how to do that. And so I said, if that's you making my energy move like that, please do it 3 times in a row so I'm sure that it's not me doing that. And sure enough, it happened. So I began a dialogue and I said, show me what it feels like when you're saying no to me. And the feeling was like energy collapsing. It was very much the same as when you know somebody's lying to you, that sense of something's off. And so I began working with my soul by asking questions that could be answered through a yes or a no. And then over the years, having spent my whole life really doing spiritual practices, I studied with Master Fong Han, did Tai Chi every day, sometimes twice a day for 18 years. I did Egyptian sun gazing meditation for morning and night for a year, and engaged enough practices that what happened is my clairvoyance, my clairaudience, and my clairsentience began to get so strong that it got to the point where my soul would communicate to me in visions, just like I was watching a movie. So I might be working with a patient, and all of a sudden I would see that they were being sexually abused or traumatized very badly by their parents at a certain age. And so I would begin my healing work by connecting to each person's soul and asking to be guided, because these cases were so complicated that there was literally 50 or 60 things wrong, any one of which could been causative enough to trigger an avalanche. And then I also would have my soul just talk to me, or sometimes their soul would say, ask them about this or ask them about that. So what happened with the rocks is I was going through a midlife crisis when I turned 50, and I needed to really isolate myself. In the year 2006, I realized that I'd actually wanted to find a master of Rumi's teachings, because I love Rumi's poetry and I have his collected works, but there's a lot of challenges of interpretation. So I searched the world for somebody that was a mentor that practiced the teachings of Rumi, but I couldn't find anybody. I found translators of his work. What led me to reaching out to Coleman Barks, the famous translator of Rumi's poetry, and I was having a conversation with him, and he just happened to say, Paul, what do you do for exercise? I said, well, I teach weightlifting all over the world, and I'm an athlete. He says, well, I lift stones, and that's how I get my exercise. And I immediately had a flashback to my childhood, because whenever we weren't feeding animals or doing specific things like repairing fences, we had to go out in the fields because our fields were full of rocks, which are damaging to the farm equipment. So I lifted rocks pretty much constantly, and I used to hate it because it was just dirty, nasty manual labor. But all of a sudden, the instant he said, I lift rocks, I flashed back to my childhood and thought, I've got to get back into that. So I just felt it was time for me to get some rocks. So I bought a couple dump truck loads of rocks, filled my front yard, and I started just letting my soul guide me and saying, what do you want to build? And it taught me how to build water chargers and all sorts of things. So I realized that because it's such a safe practice and you're not going to hurt anything, and it's a chance to really let go of your conscious ego and just let your soul guide you, I was just totally amazed at all the things that I was creating with the guidance of my soul. And I learned how to just put my ego in the back seat. And it was so rewarding for me that I began workshops to teach people how to connect to their soul and then how to use rocks. And then to go to things like how to let your soul guide which supplements you take or don't take, how much you take or don't take, what proportions of food to eat, what colors of clothing to wear. And I found that the safest way to integrate with our soul is to ask for guidance on things that the ego has no attachment to the outcome on. Because if you ask your soul, should I marry this person or should I invest in this stock? The ego's fear is so strong that it stops you from being able to connect to your soul, and you can get confused as to who's talking. So I found that by focusing on simple things that don't really have a big impact on your life, you can get connected to what I call the signature of the soul and learn to feel exactly when it's your soul guiding you versus your ego. And then as you grow that connection, you're able to put the ego in the back seat and get authentic soul guidance on things that are really, really important, which in the world environment we're in today, I think it's really important to have that inner guidance, or you can easily fall into the fear and all the, kind of hype that's often generated in social media, because it's hard to tell what's true anymore. But when you have that inner compass, you can really ask your soul for guidance on anything. And to the degree that you really have the spiritual courage to know the truth, then you will always get the truth.
Wow. Paul, that took you a long time to get to that place. You know, we were talking again before we went live that, you go to bed, somewhere between 7 and 8 in the evening, but you get up at 3 in the morning and you read. And I mean, you are one of the most voracious readers I think I've ever known in my entire life. I mean, if you read 120 books on the soul, you probably read thousands of books on all kinds of other things. I mean, you're an extremely voracious reader and learner, lifelong learner. But it took you a long time to kind of get this whole thing together about talking to your soul, or I might call it like the Holy Spirit within you, or, yes, whatever is like part of you and part of your belief system. Is there part of your courses? Do you teach people to do that like in an afternoon as opposed to taking 25 years to do it?
Yes. Well, it didn't take me 25 years to do it. It really only took me one meditation in the sauna. The 25 years was the practice of doing it.
Okay. All right.
So, yes, I teach it in my Holistic Lifestyle Coach Level 2, which is, HLC 1 is our public program, Holistic Lifestyle Coach Level 1, which teaches you basically the things that are in my book, How to Even Move and Be Healthy, but then the more practical applications, and it's for anybody from a 12-year-old to mom and dad. HLC 2, Holistic Lifestyle Coach Level 2, is our entry-level professional program for people that want to work as holistic lifestyle coaches to, take people, help them get healthy, show them how to manage their life, and be an effective coach for people. So I teach how to connect with your soul and get guidance, because it's very, very common that our holistic lifestyle coaches are having to work with people that are in real serious life challenges, be it diseases or financial disruption, or, the crisis of COVID, should I get it vaccinated, all these very deep questions. And so it's very important for me that my students don't make decisions for people, but give them the information that they need to make an effective decision on their own. Otherwise, they're just turning the coach into another parent figure, like they often do with doctors and therapists. So in order to gather that information and to get the deeper information that they often can't get out of the paperwork, I teach them how to connect to their soul in practice and then connect to the soul of people they're working with so that they can get what we might call more intuitive guidance or deeper guidance and learn to ask the appropriate questions. One of my rules is ask, don't tell. For example, if the soul of that person says, I was sexually abused at 6 years old, and that's the root of why I'm having cervix cancer now, that would be a diagnosis. And that tends to cause the ego to defend itself, the patient's ego. So what I say is ask. If something's inspiring you, be it soul or otherwise, to ask a question, never present it as an objective fact, always present it as a mode of exploration and go into dialogue with the person. And if you've hit the hot button, it'll trigger a reaction in them that they will feel and you will sense. And that will open up an exploration that could be the most important exploration of their lives so that they can get to the core issues and then evaluate whether or not they've healed it or whether they need deeper healing or whether the story they've created inside of themselves is actually helping them or hindering them. And then how can we work on that story to alter it and change the way that the individual relates to themselves and the people that cause the problem?
Wow. Well, for those that are just joining us, or joined us a little bit late before the introduction, we're having a great conversation this morning with Paul Check, the founder of the Check Institute, spelled C-H-E-K, Check Institute, for those that'll be listening to this later, and talking about all the amazing things that he has put together for life coaching and physical medicine. That's how I met you initially, was all the physical medicine things. And of course, your career has really advanced and evolved in the last 20 years to where you are now. I mean, do you still have your training institutes in Australia and New Zealand and all over the world? Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, we used to have multiple distributors all over the world. And so they would be the ones that organized all the trainings. And so Penny and I, as you know, spent probably close to 25 years just moving constantly around the world from headquarters to headquarters. It's 4 years in our new academy system, which we've been running for several years now. We took what was 7 years of training and condensed it to a 4-year training program where they work with mentors and highly qualified instructors. And so now the program is something that you enter and you do 4 years of training, and it's multidisciplinary. So there's everybody in there, from medical doctors to nurses to chiropractors, osteopaths, massage therapists, acupuncturists, strength coaches, personal trainers, and even people changing careers from housewives to truck drivers. Because my philosophy is, if you can understand the teachings and apply them, I don't care what your background is. We built the course so that anybody could enter, and we build them up slowly with the anatomy, the physiology, and all the relevant studies. So at this point, we have an Australian division that handles Australia, New Zealand, and we have a European division that handles all of Europe. And then our headquarters in Carlsbad handles the United States and Canada.
And how many coaches do you have that have gone through your program now over all these years?
There's over 60,000 people that have done one or more levels of the training and are part of the Institute.
And where are you going from here with all of that, Paul? I mean, 4 years is a lot, and you've got a lot of coaches. What's your aspiration for Check Institute and what you're doing going forward?
Well, you know, I originally built the Institute because, as a therapist, I found it sad that I had to repeatedly tell people the same things over and over and over and over again, you know. So, for example, you know, in my office, which, you know, you were a client of mine many, many years ago when I was helping you with your back pain, I had two big file drawers full of the patient handouts. I had hired a professional artist early in my career. I've always worked with a professional artist because I write and create so much. And so things like the poopy policeman, you know, I had my artist do a diagram that was like a cartoon showing all the common types of bowel movements that people have, comparing it to what we call the poopy policeman, which is the healthy poop. And I would then explain, you know, if you have diarrhea, this is what you need to look for. If you have constipation, this is what it looks like. This is what you need to look for in your diet. And it became a big hit, actually, when the book came out and you know, countless parents have said, oh, Mike, that's my kid's favorite thing to do. So I printed it up and put it by the toilet. The point being, though, is that after a number of years, it just dawned on me that I am like a broken record having to tell people, drink water, eat real food. Here's how you figure out what your metabolic type is. Make sure you get to bed on time. Here's how you create a safe sleep environment. And I had probably 200 handouts. And so I just said, you know, I've got to put all this into a book so that people for a real minimal cost, $25, can actually have a manual for how to take care of themselves so they don't have to keep running to doctors and therapists, most of which, as you know, don't teach foundation principles. They just medicate with this supplement or that supplement and never get to the etiology of the issue. And so that's how to Eat, Move, and Be Healthy was born. And then once How to Eat, Move, and Be Healthy was out, I then built the Holistic Lifestyle Coach Level 1 program. And then I already had some of these very advanced programs in place, but I really felt like I had to build the underpinnings for the public. And that became the funnel system. Because once people, for example, at any level of their profession, from medical doctors onward, read How to Eat, Move, and Be Healthy, they were often saying, well, how do I learn more about this? How do I put this into my practice? And so the more advanced program of the Institute, which is the four-year program, and people can do modules as well. They don't have to do the whole 4 years. They can do whatever they want in modules so that they can continue to stick to what's most interesting to them. The four-year program is for the people that want to be a full-blown Czech professional. So that's really how the whole thing progressively built up. And so the structure is that the advanced training programs, the academy, really is designed to teach mastery of all these principles. And it's also it's a system that basically takes them through their own healing and their own exploration of their psyche and looking at their own belief systems and their own traumas in their own life. Because my philosophy is you shouldn't be telling other people to do things that you don't do for yourself, or you don't really know what you're doing to them or for them. So it's really like a system that teaches you how to apply in your own life what you're there to offer others. And I feel that's very important, because if we don't have personal mastery of what we teach, then what we become is intellectuals and talking heads, but we really don't have a visceral sense of what we're asking somebody to do. Like if you've never done a parasite cleanse and you don't realize what it's like to get diarrhea and have this very powerful detox, and how you got to be very careful about where you drive and what you do until you know how your body's going to react, you could be giving out great parasite protocols to people that end up in very embarrassing situations and abort the program because they've just pooped their pants driving to a meeting, you know? So my philosophy is if you really practice what you teach, then when you go to work, you just share your love and your wisdom of how you processed your own challenges, because most of us has very similar challenges. Most people need to stop eating gluten. Most people need to get white sugar and white flour and white milk, you know, pasteurized stuff, you know, long list, you know, almost all of us are dealing with the same misunderstandings and have the same needs to balance ourselves, which is also critical, because if we stop funding all these corporations that keep making junk food and poisoning the earth with chemicals and, or, you know, commercial farms, then we're actually not only getting healthy, but we're creating health in the environment, because we really are the environment. So part of my goal was to teach people how to live in ways that ultimately make, create sustainability for us and the ecosystem. And then by leading by example, other people see that you're healthy and vital and they want to know more. That's a lot different than saying, oh, there's something wrong with you. You really need to stop doing this, because then they just feel like you're irritating them.
For sure. Yeah. So is this whole program that you put together, is this the PPS Success Mastery Coaching Program? Is that or is that something separate?
No, the Czech Academy is the professional training program, which includes corrective and high performance exercise. You have the Holistic Lifestyle Coaching Department, which is about a year and a half of training in holistic lifestyle coaching. And then you have the corrective exercise and high performance exercise, which teaches you how to do a very comprehensive assessment on the musculoskeletal system and deal with things like disc injuries, knee injuries, shoulder injuries, spinal pathologies, everything to do with the structure, and how to use exercise, joint mobilization, stretching, breathing practices, clinical massage therapy, etc., in a structured format based on a comprehensive evaluation. And then how do you take someone like an injured construction worker, forest ranger, or nurse, or professional athlete, and build them back up to optimal levels of function, functional fitness, so that they go back to their environment ready to interface with the environment? Because so many people go through acute rehab, and then after 3 months of, say, working on a disc injury, they're back in their UPS truck picking up heavy boxes all day, and the rate of reoccurrence of injury is very high because hardly anybody knows how to transition them from pure rehab into functional fitness. So my system teaches you not only how to deal with serious orthopedic and neurological and health challenges, but how do you use the science of health, exercise, diet, and lifestyle to build that person back up so that they can live their dream and be vital enough that they're educated enough and skilled enough that they have very little likelihood of reoccurring, have a reoccurrence of the same injury that got them in the first place. So it's a really full, comprehensive program, like a rainbow that takes you from the acute stage of red to the violet of now I'm healthy again.
So on your website, is there a list or a practitioner locator that, you know, like some of those lists that people, you can put in like your zip code and you can find somebody because I'm sure that the people who are listening to this, I know that I'm thinking in my mind, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, is there anybody here in Northeast Ohio that I can refer some of my patients to that are in that position? And I think that what you just said is so key. I mean, it's one thing to have a disc problem or whatever, even go through surgery, because sometimes you need to do that. And then you go through all, I'm thinking of a really good friend of mine right now that had a herniated disc. He tried everything and it was really landing right on his nerve. And so he had just a small little discectomy, but then he had to go through all kinds of therapy and then swim therapy and all that other stuff. But I know what you just said is the missing piece of how do you go from that back to life? So is there a way that people can find, so I know that people that are listening to this will want to know, how do I find one of those practitioners near me?
Yeah. If you go to the homepage of chekinstitute.com and scroll to the bottom, there's a little thing that says find a practitioner. And if anyone has a hard time finding that, they can just dial the 800 number and ask for help. And the practitioners are all over the world, and we maintain they have to do educational credits and maintain a standard of education to be in the directory so that we know they're all offering the same consistent level of skill and practice, and they're keeping themselves up to date with education. And many of them do work, especially holistic lifestyle coaches, on the web and have clients all over the world. So, for people that have injuries, they often have to travel to somebody that has the skills, and then they will spend a few days doing the evaluation, learning, and getting trained in what they have to do. And then they can go off on their own for 4 to 6 weeks, come back for a reevaluation, and they get progressed. That's how I've been working. People come to see me from all over the world, which is why I have a guest suite here at my office, because sometimes people, you know, come, for example, the famous horse racer Richard Dunwoody years ago was forced into medical retirement because he had 40 falls off of racehorses and severely damaged his neck, and his whole left arm just atrophied to bone. And so they forced him into medical retirement. He also races cars and he couldn't shift gears anymore. So through his connections, he heard about me and he came and stayed with me for 3 weeks. And I rehabilitated him. Then I designed all his programs, turned him over to a Czech professional that I trusted in London, who finished his rehab. And he then passed his medical examinations and went on to win the Triple Crown.
Oh, wow.
And he wrote about me in his autobiography. And I've rehabbed many of the best athletes in the world and brought them out of medical retirement. But that's how they do it. They come see me. I get them stable. I connect them to someone that has the skill to follow the programs. I write the programs, they execute, and then they get what they need, which is to get back healthy as they can possibly get.
Wow. So talk a little bit about your what you've done in the golf world. I mean, I just think that this book, like I said, I'll read it again for those that just joined us, The Golf Biomechanics Manual and Course, that's PGA approved, and the training has been adopted by the professional golf schools. It's been featured on the Golf Channel. I just think that, I mean, a lot of people have friends, family members, kids, husbands, boyfriends, you know, that are into golf, and what a great present, Christmas present that would be for this time of year to help them to do what they, you know, because, you know, this time of year, Paul, you know, it's Christmas is such an enigma to me because nobody really needs anything. So, you know, if we could find something that's unique that really applies to them and what they're doing, that sounds like it would be a great present for people. Talk about that book a bit.
Yes, if I could, I forgot to answer your question about what PPS success is. So I'll do that first, if that's okay. Then I'll tell you about the golf. Yeah. PPS success stands for personal, professional, spiritual success. So just the way I told you, I realized I needed to write How to Eat, Move, and Be Healthy because I kept seeing the same things. There came a point in my career, you know, I've been doing this, January will be 39 years. So I've been at it a long time. And so I reached the point where I'd seen so many thousands of patients that I started to see that there was common themes emerging about what stopped people from really living the life they wanted or achieving what I called their dream or their goal for their life. So I surveyed all my patients and identified what were the common roadblocks to success. And so I developed 12 lessons called the PPS Success Mastery Program, which is an online training program. And so the first lesson, for example, is how to find and live your legacy, which is what your life purpose is. Lesson two is personal is self-management, which is how the mind functions and how to learn to use your mind to create what you want instead of what you don't want. Lesson three is the science of goal setting. So I call that the foundation lessons. From there, it goes into the common challenges that people face that ultimately stop them from living the life they want to live. And I show them how to address those 12 common issues. So PPS success was really designed to help initially to deal with the psychological challenges that people commonly have due to childhood programming, belief systems, and unresolved traumas, and to learn what a mind is, how to manage it, to learn what a dream is, what are the 10 components of a dream that you have to be aware of so that you can actually manifest what you really want. Because without those 10 things, there's always going to be a gaping hole. So that was how PPS Success Mastery got started. And there is still access to the lessons in our online e-learning section for anyone that's interested. That later evolved to become a much more comprehensive 12-day training program, which is the advanced level for Czech professionals, where we go deep into the psyche. The Golf Biomechanics Manual I wrote that before I wrote How to Eat, Move, and Be Healthy. And it's kind of a funny story. I'd worked with a lot of professional golfers and elite golfers and amateur golfers, because San Diego is just a golf capital, right? There's probably as many golf courses as there are gas stations around here. And I kept working with all these injured golfers. And I always found golfers so amazing, because if I could tell them anything to do, from changing their diet to core isolation exercises to getting to bed on time, as long as I could show them how it would improve the length of their drive or the accuracy of their shots or lower their score, they would do it. And I thought, well, this is amazing. These people are so interested in golf. I found people that have a dream big enough that they don't need a crisis, and they're really good at taking on the teachings. So it's not that I had a big interest in golf, but golf is tied with swimming for the most participation in the public. About 16% of the U.S. population plays golf with some regularity. About 16% are swimmers, but the average household income of a golf family is probably around 120 plus thousand a year. So they have the money to make changes, and many of them own businesses. So I thought, if I can actually make a world-class book for golfers on how to improve their game and how to do the right assessments, the right stretches, exercises, mobilizations, and get them inspired to eat well, they will actually go out and inspire all sorts of people. And sure enough, many of the golfers that came to me own large corporations, some of them as big as 20, 30,000 people. And once I got them healthy and improved their golf game, and they realized right away, wow, if eating this way does so much for me and my family, I got to teach everybody in my corporation. So it triggered off the bringing in of organic foods, the changing of building restaurants and companies that now offered organic food. And so the Golf Biomechanics Manual is the most comprehensive book in the world on how to assess yourself and rehabilitate and condition yourself for golf. But it's really my way of tricking you into learning how to take care of yourself and feed yourself so that you actually can be an example for others in the world.
Wow, that's a great story. That is really good. And and everything you just said is just so incredibly accurate about that. They'll follow through if they can get just, you know, slice a little less off their score. Exactly. That is so great. Yeah. Well, Paul, this has just been such a great conversation. We're down to about the last 10, 15 minutes. What would be the message that you would really like to have this, our listeners take home with them today?
Well, I think, you know, over the years, because my training is so deep and complex, I kept having even my instructors come back to me and say, Paul, you know, you've taught us so much that we find so much wrong with people that it's almost impossible sometimes to figure out where to begin. So how do we break this all down into a structure that anybody can follow? And so I went into meditation and asked my soul for guidance. And my soul gave me a very simple system, which is what I call the 1-2-3-4 formula. And I'll share that with you because anybody can follow it. The one stands for, what is that you love enough to change for, grow, and become? So that's what we call your dream. You know, Jerry Wesch says, if you have a big enough dream, you don't need a crisis. And I really agree with that. So the first thing we do is establish, what is it that you love enough to change for? Like if you really want to play with your grandkids, but your body is hurting all the time, then your motive for getting yourself fit and healthy is to play with your grandkids. Now you have a sense of meaning attached to what you're doing. Two represents the two forces that create everything in life, including our physiology, which is the yin, the feminine, yang, the masculine. So the two in my system is a question, where am I out of balance with regard to the feminine and the masculine? And so I break the six foundation principles that are presented in my book, How to Eat, Move, and Be Healthy, into the feminine and the masculine. The feminine, yin, nutrition, hydration, sleep. The masculine, breathing, thinking, and movement. And so in my book, How to Eat, Move, and Be Healthy, there's a series of questionnaires that help you identify where you're under a lot of stress, and then it directs you to which chapters, stretches, exercises, diet changes, et cetera, will balance your body out. Three is the three choices we can make in relationship to any person, place, or thing. The optimal choice is the one that's not only best for you, but it is best for everybody on your dream team, which is whoever is supporting you in accomplishing your dream goals or objectives, be it your business or your athletic training or raising your kids. The suboptimal is the one that gives instant gratification, but usually causes challenges on your dream team. And then the ineffective choice is usually the one that relates to, as we call it, do nothing. So do nothing has three applications. Do nothing when you need more information to make an informed decision. Don't take a vaccination if you don't know for sure what's in it. Don't buy a car unless you're sure you're getting the best deal and you can afford it. So go do your research to get clear. So do nothing when you need more information to make an intelligent decision is option three, do nothing. Whenever you're feeling like you can't stay connected at the heart with somebody that you're having an argument or a disagreement with, do nothing means call a timeout and say, I'm losing my ability to stay connected with you at the heart. Can we reconvene when we both can find harmony together and come to a healthy resolution that works for both of us? The negative application of do nothing is apathy. Apathy means I don't care. And children that are raised by apathetic parents have the highest rate of disease and criminality. And research has shown that apathetic parents are actually more dangerous than violent parents, because at least violent parents are connecting to their kids and showing that they care enough to respond to them. So that option is saying, if you don't care about your life, then you're already dying a slow death. So we need to reevaluate your dream and find a way to get you inspired. Number four is the four doctors. So I broke my philosophy into four key categories because you can't have a healthy life without all four of them. So Dr. Happiness is the chief physician. Dr. Happiness is responsible for being clear on what is happy making in your life. So you remind yourself to do it regularly, or you're going to end up using drugs and pacifiers and expecting other people to make you happy. And so Dr. Happy's job is to establish values for what is happy making. Then Dr. Movement, how much movement do I need to be healthy? Dr. Diet, what is the right quality, proportions, and types of food that I need for my individual well-being? Dr. Quiet, how much rest do I need to be healthy, and how much time do I need for introspection and my own relationship with spirit, source, God, soul, or the universe? And so if we don't have a clear definition of happiness and values about movement, diet, rest, and introspection, then we are so likely to find ourselves in trouble, because you can be a one doctor person or a two doctor person or even a three doctor person. For example, if you know what's happy making, you move well and you eat well, but you keep staying up late at night, you'll burn yourself out and find yourself in trouble and not able to live your dream. So no matter how you slice it, if you leave out, if you're very fit, eat well, and sleep well, but you have no sense of direction in your life, then you're actually a play toy for rich people that have ideas for how they're going to use your mind. So in a nutshell, one, what is my love? Two, where am I out of balance? Three, what choices am I willing to make to live my chosen values around happiness, movement, diet, rest, and introspection? And so that is how I systematized the things that I felt were absolutely essential to creating and living a life of well-being.
And where can people find that in a consolidated way? Is that on your website, or is that one of the books you've written? Where do people find that?
I put that in the second edition of How to Eat, Move, and Be Healthy, which we republished many years ago now. So it's on Amazon, at the Institute. You can find my book, How to Eat, Move, and Be Healthy. And right in the beginning, it takes you through how to clearly identify and establish your four doctor core values, because without those values to guide you, you're highly unlikely to have a sense of meaning and purpose that it takes to make the changes in your life. So you'll be one of these people that gets great advice but doesn't do it.
Which is probably 98% of people, actually.
Pretty
unless
much.
Unless you're a golfer.
Yes.
Unless you're a golfer.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Well, I can tell you where I'm going to go right after this interview. I'm going to go to your website and I'm going to buy that book. I'm telling you, that's going to be my Merry Christmas to me.
I'll send it to you as a gift. I'll sign you one. I'll send you a few so you can give them to people that you really love and think would benefit from it.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I wasn't expecting you to say that. That's really sweet and really kind of you to do that. But I'm telling you that those, I had to write that down while you were talking about it, because that first one, what do you love enough to change for?
Yes.
Is very insightful and very, very thought-provoking.
It's also relevant to the issues of the world right now. We really have to decide what we love collectively enough to change for, which is why I say to people, look, if you think of life as a big game full of games, there's the politics game, the war game, the doctor game, the family game, the love game, the sex game, the sports game. It's all a game of games, but all of it depends on the game board, and the game board is the planet. It's the ecosystem. So without healthy water, without healthy soil, without healthy clean air, all games become disabled, and therefore the soul cannot grow here anymore, because we basically extinguish life. And we're so close to that now. I think it's very important for us all. Not only is it important for us to have a personal dream, because our own transformation is how we exemplify to others what it looks like to be healthy and have a sense of meaning and purpose. But when we realize that we all have to take care of the environment together, because it is the foundation or the game board for life, then we realize buying organic food, supporting good doctors, supporting organic farmers, and people that are taking care of the planet, supporting companies that have sustainable business practices, ultimately is the only insurance we have for our future. So I think these things that are true on a personal level are equally true on a collective level.
Boy, that's very true and so well stated. Well, Paul, this has just been, I knew this was going to be an amazing interview, amazing discussion. I knew it was going to be amazing. I didn't know it was going to be this amazing. Oh my goodness. I can't wait to re-listen to everything that you've said again, because it's so inspiring. And you're right. I mean, we as a human being are just a tiny little ecosystem of what the whole rest of the collective and the entire planet is. And if we don't take care of what we are, how can we possibly take care of anything else?
Yes.
That's really great. Well, Paul Check, thank you so much for being part of This Week with Dr. T. I'm sure that most people are going to want to listen to this more than ever. And go to Check Institute, spelled C-H-E-K, for those that will be listening to this in the future instead of just watching the videos we did this morning, to go out and find a look at your practitioner locator, find somebody that's close to you, get this amazing book, How to Eat, Move, and Be Healthy. So you can just go through all of those checklists again, no pun intended, of how to live like a great life. So with that, let me close out all of my broadcasts, whether it's free, whether it's pre-recorded or whether the live broadcast like this one this morning. I always close all of my sessions with one of my favorite verses from the Bible, which is Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in trouble and be persistent in prayer. So until the next time, remember to lean into God, trust Him for everything, give Him the glory. He'll never let you down. Paul, thank you so much for being with us here this morning. And we'll look forward in just a few minutes of coming back and recording a special session just for our premium podcast members. And so we'll see you back in just a couple minutes. For everybody else, we'll see you sometime this week. Have a great rest of your week. Thank you. Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant, you can take it when you're nursing, you can give it to little children, you can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water, because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out. The heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch with in our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years. Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off. Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing, that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero, could be worth nothing. You might even not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with, because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity, and they are great with customer service. To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold-silver-drt. That's bit.ly/gold-silver-drt. There are an awful lot of people that are affiliates for Mike Lindell, because we all really appreciate what he does for this country. We appreciate the hard work that he does, and we appreciate his products. He has more than 200 products in his store, everything from pillowcases and comforters to doggy beds. and to wonderful slippers and bathrobes. There's something for everybody and something for everybody in each age group. I mean, one of the things that I really like a lot are the pillowcases, the children's Bible story pillowcases that I just think are such a great way when you tuck your child into bed at night to use these pillowcases that they come from his store to start to tell the story about Adam and Eve and Noah and the Ark and different things. And they're colorful and they're really pretty. So from children all the way up to your gentlemen that want to have like nice slippers or to your dog, the doggy beds and things are just wonderful. So my pillow is a great place to shop for just about anything that you want. And if you use our affiliate code DRT, that helps us, that can benefit us, it helps Mike Lindell, and you'll get a great product for anybody that you're shopping for.